In agricultural news, the Food and Drug Administration says it will halt imports of dairy products and produce from the area of Japan where a nuclear reactor is leaking radiation. The FDA said those foods will be detained at entry and will not be sold to the public. The agency previously said it would just step up screening of those foods. Other foods imported from Japan, including seafood, will still be sold to the public, but screened first for radiation. Japanese foods make up less than 4% of all U.S. imports. South Korea, battling against its worst ever outbreak of foot and mouth disease, today says that the crisis has cost nearly $2.68 billion so far. In the past 4 months, Asia's fourth largest economy has culled a third of its hog population and 5% of cattle in a bid to stop the disease. It has also vaccinated animals. South Korea has also been hit by the deadly H5N1 virus, or avian influenza, since late December, with 50 cases confirmed. The European Union's top farm official today says that an international agreement to establish public grain stocks to combat food price volatility is unlikely, despite some countries backing the idea. A recent surge in food prices and social unrest in Arab countries has led some governments and analysts to back the idea of expanding storage capacity and stock levels, especially in import-dependent countries. But critics say large-scale public stocks are unrealistic given the high cost, the difficulty of preserving grain in non-temperate climates, and the risk of fraud. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.